Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dangerous Lies by Becca Fitzpatrick, read by Madeline Mabee.
An angry rap shook the motel room door. I lay perfectly still on the mattress, my skin hot and clammy. Beside me, Reed drew my body to his. So much for 10 minutes, I thought. I tried not to cry as I nestled my face into the warm curve of Reed's neck. My mind absorbed every detail, carefully retaining this moment so I could play it back for a long, long time after they took me away. I had a wild impulse to flee with him. An alley flanked the motel, visible from the room they kept me in. Details like where we would hide and how we'd keep from ending up at the bottom of the Delaware River with cement blocks strapped to our feet kept me from acting on that impulse. The knock grew louder. Bending his head close to mine, Reed breathed deeply. He was trying to remember me, too. "The room is probably bugged." He spoke so softly I almost mistook the sound for a sigh. "Have they told you where they're taking you?" I shook my head from side to side, and his face, which was crisscrossed with cuts and swollen at the cheekbones, fell. "Yeah, me neither." Because his body was also bruised, he rolled gingerly onto his knees, searching along.